This episode was recorded on Monday, April 6, 2020 at 11 a.m. Central Time. Some things might have changed since then. For the most up-to-date news and information from Kansas Farm Bureau, visit www.kfb.org. Welcome to another episode of Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau. I'm Noah Auctioner. Rural hospitals across Kansas and around the country are no stranger to financial issues and struggles, especially in recent years. But what challenges could COVID-19 pose for rural hospitals? To answer that question, I talked with Alan Van Driel over the phone last week. Alan is the CEO of Smith County Memorial Hospital in Smith Center, Kansas. He told me rural hospitals could potentially encounter a number of financial issues as a result of the ongoing pandemic. Now, an important note before we start this interview. It was recorded last week, so some information might have changed. You can find out more info about Smith County Memorial Hospital at scmhks.org. All right, so today we have Alan Van Driel here. He's the CEO of Smith Center Memorial Hospital in Smith Center, Kansas. And I'm here talking with him about, what some of the effects COVID-19 could have on some of these rural hospitals. And Alan, Smith Center is a kind of a rural community. So what changes are being made at Smith Center, specifically Memorial Hospital, to get ready for COVID-19?
Well, so to begin with, every hospital in the country has an emergency response plan that not just because of COVID-19, but we always have and maintain an emergency preparedness emergency response plan. What we have done and what other hospitals have done as well is to update that plan to include the specifics of what our response is going to be to the COVID-19 pandemic. As everybody, I'm sure, is aware from all of the barrage of information that everyone is seeing, this is a constantly evolving situation. And so every hospital has gone through a planning stage and they continually reevaluate their response to that evolving situation and make changes to their plans as necessary so that it meets their specific needs. In terms of what we have done specifically in terms of our public-facing response, as we put it here at Smith County, we have tightened our visitor restrictions a little bit. We have said that when there's an inpatient in the hospital, we are limiting visitation to one visitor at a time. We have not, at this point, completely eliminated visitation. We have also not eliminated the ability for patients who are coming to our physician clinic to bring a family member with them. We are asking that they limit it to one if possible, but we're not eliminating the ability for them to bring a family member with them when they come for a clinic. So basically we've tightened our awareness of infection prevention, hand washing, those kinds of things. We've limited our visitation just a little bit in keeping with the guidance that we received from the governor's office and our local health department. We have eliminated sit-down dining in our public cafeteria. We do still have, at this point, the ability for people to take food from there for takeout. So that's basically what we've done at this point as far as the public response is concerned.
Yeah, that sounds kind of similar to what we're seeing around the state of Kansas as this kind of makes its way around the state. So do you think COVID-19 poses a major threat to rural health systems like Smith Center? You know, Smith Center is a lot like what we see around the state of Kansas, similar to those in Lakin and Greeley County and around the state where the hospital serves multiple communities and an entire county. So do you think this could pose a major threat to rural health systems?
It has the potential to do that in a couple of different ways. We don't know yet how this is going to roll out in terms of the actual occurrence of patients with this disease in our rural communities. As of today, there is very little presence of the disease in the non-metropolitan areas of the state of Kansas. Certainly, there is concern for people who have traveled outside of the state, people who have traveled to areas where there's a higher occurrence of the disease. Some of those people are being asked to self-quarantine, for example, for a period of time just to make sure that they don't become ill. But we don't know as far as actual demand for services at many of these small rural hospitals what that's going to be. There is beginning to be some discussion about how we can interact with larger facilities in more urban areas as they become more inundated with people who are ill, how we might be able to help them with their response and so forth. But at this point, we really don't know what response we're going to have. From an operating perspective, it absolutely is a threat to rural facilities in a way perhaps that people on Main Street can understand, and that is that it's interrupted our business model. We are not seeing as many people coming to the hospital for routine services as we normally do. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services issued an advisory some time ago, probably a week or 10 days ago, indicating that elective surgical procedures all over the country should be delayed if possible. And they did that primarily to help preserve resources so that if the pandemic does reach into broader areas, we haven't exhausted our supply of personal protective equipment, for example, and during the time that we're leading up to the arrival of the disease in our communities. The result of that is in many communities, Smith County is one, we're seeing a decline in our outpatient business lines at the hospital. We have not limited the availability of appointments in our physician clinic, for example. We have a wide variety of specialty physicians that travel to our community from more urban areas to provide specialty services. We're seeing a mixed bag there as far as which ones of them are able to continue to provide those services and which ones are not. But overall, we're seeing a decline in the number of patients that we're seeing on an average day, and that results in decreased revenue for us at a time when our expenses are actually going up because of the need to respond to the pandemic. So it definitely is an economic threat to us in that way.
Yeah, and I think that leads into my next question. What do you think the economic impact is going to be to all of this, to especially to rural healthcare systems around the state?
I think it's going to be exactly what we're seeing in the Main Street businesses in both small communities and in larger communities. As people respond, as people are placed under stay-at-home orders, or there are orders issued for businesses to close or whatever, obviously that's having an economic impact on every single business in the country, and we're no different. So we're seeing decreases in volume, which translates into decreases in revenue, and in many cases that decrease in revenue is not accompanied by a decrease in expense. So it makes it more difficult for us. Rural hospitals in particular have been operating for a long time on very, very thin financial margins, and so as we see that decrease in revenue, increase in expenses, that definitely is a threat to many hospitals' continued operation.
So what challenges do you see, if any, that rural healthcare could face through all of this? You know, we talk about the higher expenses, and you mentioned there that rural hospitals around the country have been operating on these thin margins. And what challenges do you think, not only here in Kansas, but around the nation, that these rural healthcare networks are going to face?
Well, as I said, the margins were so thin to begin with, and they were dependent on the routine provision of primary health care. Rural hospitals in general focus very heavily on primary health care. You know, over the last several years, the emphasis nationwide has been on transitioning to paying more attention to what they call population health, which is the overall well-being of the population that we serve. When we can't provide routine services, that's a disruptor of that population health. And so as we had begun gearing up for a transition in care models and payment models to that population health-based model, now the legs basically have been knocked out from under that transition. So nobody knows at this point what the end result of that is going to be, but it certainly has the very real potential of being a threat to the existence of some small hospitals.
I mean, what can people do in this kind of time to support rural healthcare in the middle of all of this? What ways do you think people can advocate or can just help out their rural healthcare systems?
Well, I think the answer to that is this isn't going to last forever. We will see this pandemic peak at some point. We don't know yet exactly when. I was on a call this morning that included folks from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment and Dr. Lee Norman, who's the secretary of KDHE. And somebody asked that very question, do you have a way to project when the peak of this pandemic is going to occur? And the answer is, quite frankly, no, it's going to continue, the curve, if you will, is going to continue to rise for a period of time. But we don't have good enough modeling, we don't have good enough projections at this point to know exactly how long this situation is going to exist. When when we come out on the other side of this pandemic, just like businesses in every community, it will be critically important that people continue to support their local business. So it's sort of a chamber of commerce approach from the standpoint of healthcare, and that is use your local facilities to the extent that they can provide the services that you need, because if you don't, their ability to respond when you have an emergency and need them to be there has the potential to be threatened. So these rural hospitals have well-trained staff. They have nursing staff, they have medical staff, they have lab staff, and other people that are well-trained and they're working very hard to respond to this pandemic right now. And I would just say, continue to have faith in those small hospitals and utilize them for your healthcare to the extent that their scope of service allows you to do that.
All right, Alan. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. We wish you all the best out in Smith Center.
Sure. It's been my pleasure. Thanks, Noah.
Again, thank you to Alan Van Driel, the CEO of Smith County Memorial Hospital, for taking the time to talk to me on the phone last week. Even in this pandemic, there is always some good news to share and a number of things you can do at home. You can find all of those things to do at home by visiting KansasLivingMagazine.com. There you will also find crafts, recipes, and some positive stories from around Kansas. That's going to do it for us today. Stay well and stay home. Saying so long from Manhattan, for Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture, I'm Noah Auctioner. Every episode of Inside Ag is made possible by the Kansas Farm Bureau members across the 105 counties of Kansas. To find out how you can become a member, visit www.kfb.org/join.